Okay, listen. Be quiet. Faustina, tour guide. Regrets. So, here in Lombardy in December, in buttoning up against the freezing rain, I have grudgingly done as instructed, retreading young Faustina's public route through the city's streets and piazzas, all with a catalogue of dusty's monuments. I found her at last solemnly ensconced at a table she was obliged to share with strangers, a bizarre English couple, irresolutely consulting a map. The three thrown together in a cafe, named after Vittorio II. Insanely bored, Faustina put them right, with an index finger tracing out their best first choice. From the five bronze doors of Il Duomo, here, to the threshold of Santa Maria delle Grazie. That's over there.
Ah, grazie mille.
So the pair went, back to all beginnings here with the cathedral. So giving up to me their palely lamplit window space. I cradled my cup of cappuccino, now under Faustina's penetrating gaze. She regloved and scarfed and ready to go. She remains as defiant as you warned, if unwilling to malign our employers, whose patronage is at once liberal and patrician, in a weird conflation of public duty and strictly private living. An assertion I can't argue with. I am just a phlegmatic northerner, brought to reflect on the extravagance of urban existence, but bound to say her argument is not with you, not yet. She deals in generalities, in questions, centred on the fabric of our living here. Her exception is you do not understand youthful rebellions in the metropolis whose founding generals and financiers sit astride the pavements everywhere, sculpted and statuesque, a living amber weathered over centuries of strife. All is abstracted by that legacy, men's ambitions sanified by art and architecture, or dramatized by operatic plots and arias. Yet, the tabernacles of our tourist train are also a lifelong sarcophagus.